Good afternoon. High pressure will dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England for the rest of the day, keeping skies mostly sunny, especially in the central and northern parts of our area. A little closer to the coast, a few clouds may linger for a while longer before going back to sunshine, as the front is still close enough to the eastern seaboard to produce some moisture, especially with the onshore flow over the Atlantic. As we go through the day, temperatures will climb into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average for highs. Skies will be mostly clear across most of the region tonight. Again, closer to the coast, a few more clouds with lows in the middle 40s to lower 50s. We'll have to contend with a few more clouds across the region tomorrow as a southeasterly wind flow develops and some moisture creeps in from the coast. Still, though, temperatures with that southerly breeze will average in the middle 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the next front that's currently moving through the Great Lakes. It'll make an approach during the day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, an increasing southwesterly wind, and a chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but most places will stay dry with highs in the upper 70s. This front will clear through the region late on Friday night and leave us with mostly sunny skies and a new area of high pressure building in on Saturday with highs in the mid-70s, and that same high will dominate on Sunday with mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. At this point, things will get a bit unsettled as the next area of energy will approach early next week with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms for both Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over northeastern Colorado, southeastern Wyoming, and western Nebraska, and also an enhanced risk across southern Nebraska into northern Kansas. Moist, easterly upslope flow beneath cool air aloft will strongly favor supercells developing by mid-afternoon across the Wyoming and Colorado Front Range. The rapidly cooling air with height will favor robust updrafts capable of producing very large hail and supporting the formation of tornadoes. These cells will move relatively slowly eastward during the afternoon and evening. And southward into Kansas, strong heating and dew points in the mid to upper 60s will lead to strong instability this afternoon, although there may be a cap with milder air aloft here. The storms that do develop will be quite vigorous, though, with large hail and damaging winds, both likely. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 25 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny near 60, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 36, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear tonight with areas of fog in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise dry, with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny for both Saturday and Sunday, middle to upper 70s, and a chance for showers or thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday of next week with highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.